Hey everybody on GWF. Blah, 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 blah. Wow, way to make a way to make a reintroduction into the community again. Yeah. Back and dorkier than ever. Who'd have thunk? Yes, this is Aqua Tarkana back again. So I have been thinking. I haven't really done a song rant in about 2 years, seeing as my last one was Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, but to tide y'all all over, I have planned on doing a remastering of one of my favorite song rants ever because of how ranty I got in that one. It's just so funny. But it's a remastering of the My Humps song rant, because I in that one I really didn't get a chance to mix it down well enough, seeing as I was really loud in that one. I was probably yelling the whole time, but I want to bring it back, and I really hope y'all enjoy it, and I hope y'all laugh, hope y'all cringe, whatever. I just hope y'all enjoy it. Okay, so this is Aqua Tarkana signing out. GWA backstage, this is your over analytical song record Tark here, back at your service, and boy do I have a lot of explaining to do, don't I? Yes, there was a flood, there were locusts, there was a stampede, it wasn't my fault! Okay, it was my fault because I procrastinated for less than 2 months. Seems like a long time, really. Since I'd done my last song rant with a friend of mine. But I'm back. I'm inspired, and it's all thanks to Gentlest Whispers for requesting this song rant to be about Brrrps, My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. And whoo boy. This is one of those moments where I have to go back in time, look my sixth grade self in the eye, and say, you're a fool for liking that song. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. And it's just, yeah, back in sixth grade where I used to watch VH1 religiously. I used to watch it for the latest music. And that was back when there were very few reality TV shows on that channel. But now we got them. Now we got them up to the wazoo. Up to the wazoo. Up the wazoo. Now, and it's focused less on the music videos and more on the reality TV shows. But I do love it when VH1 just shows videos and that's it. I love that. I love that so much. This was back in 2005 when My Humps was just releasing. And, let's see. Let me see. Okay, so it all started. It all started back when my friend in sixth grade kept singing, what you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk. She kept singing it over and over and over, and I had to ask her, what in the heck are you singing? And she just told me, look it up. Look it up? I don't even know what the song is. I don't even know what the name of the song is. Can you tell me? No. And she just shaking her head, shaking her shoulders. She's just like, no. Get that little shamey when she says that. And I was just like, ugh. But as I was winding down on a sunny school afternoon, watching VH1 as usual, there comes this song. And I was like, oh, So this is this song, okay? And then you got Will.i.am just standing there all cool like, and just having his hand cupped over his chin like, what you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk? And then you got Fergie just standing right next to him, just shaking her booty and all that kind of stuff, booty popping, titty popping, you know, yeah, the titty popping thing. I don't even know why I called it that, but anyway, yeah. She was just standing there, booty popping, titty popping, and popping God knows what else. So, and she's just like, I'm gonna get you drunk, get you love drunk out my house. And it was just like, okay, I can get used to this. So that was the song that my friend was singing. Okay, so far I like it. I like it very much. Hey, yeah, I like it. This was back when my baby ears were still developing. And I still don't get why I used to like that song very much. Because now that I look back on it, like I said, I want to time travel back to 2005. Just look my sixth grader self in the eye and say, why? Why do you think that song is so great? Why do you think that this is good? Why? Just why? I just want to shake you right now. And yeah, it's just why? Why? Because, okay, we're just going to go ahead and start off with the music. We're going to start off talking about the music. There's nothing much to it, except like the drum beat or just the simplistic drum beat, way too simplistic, and these synthesizers that sound like something that was played off a Fisher-Price keyboard. Like, there's not even many notes to it. There's just three notes played in the back. It's played on a Fisher-Price synthesizer. It sounded like it to me because they're so less notes. Oh my god, my inner grammar police is freaking out right now. But anyway, yes, yeah, let's just compare that to somebody playing a Fisher-Price keyboard in the back, because there's not many notes played in this song. But no, let's talk about this opening that they had with the horns, you think that something epic's gonna come right after that, right? Wrong. You think that there's something epic gonna come right after that? Nope. Just a really anticlimactic. With a few to it. What's that noise that they do every single time? With a. Or I can't even do it at the same time. Man, other beatboxers can do that very well. I, on the other hand, am not a beatboxer, let alone a really good beatboxer at that. I am not that. I am not that at all. And then, yeah, like I said, that they got the synthesizer going, synthesizer going on in the back, and there's not much notes played on that, except three notes, baby. The do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yes, that's so beautiful. Bravo, bravo. Three notes, oh, yeah. I mean, there's no chords. There's not much melody to it. And that's what my modern self is very, 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 my current self is very, very peeved about. Because there's not much melody to it. And let me just say this. Okay, so You know how I've been ranting and making references to Work From Home by Fifth Harmony? I hate to say this, but Work From Home has more melody to it than My Humps ever did. Yeah, as much as it pains me to say it, yeah. And these lyrics, oh god, oh my god, it outdoes Work From Home on the cringe factor. You thought Work From Home was cringy? Well, Black Eyed Peas has got you beat, Fifth Harmony. Oh, yeah, because the repetitiveness to this song in My Humps is off the charts overwhelming and very annoying. Because yes, we get it, you're talking about your humps. Yes, because the more you say My Humps in the song, it barely even sounds like English anymore, because the more you say it, the less it sounds like actual words. Yes. Anyway, so, okay, now that we've taken care of the music and ranting about that and how much of a melody it lacks, okay, let's just go on to the lyrics. And see here, I have it pulled up just in case if I forget them. I remember most of them in memory, but it's been pretty long time since my 11-year-old self has remembered all the lyrics. And yeah, so why not just sort of read the lyrics and have some little snide asides to it, or just non sequitur things. Anyway, yeah, all right, we're gonna start off with the opening. Very poetic words, by the way. Prepare yourself to be moved, okay? This will make you cry. This will make you cry. Sure did make me cry. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna sell it on Letgo. Anyway, I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. And see, this is where the repetition just gets really, really, really old, really fast. Just the beginning of it. My hump, 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 my hump. See how you notice that it barely sounds like English anymore? Just saying my hump over and over again. It barely even sounds like words anymore. And then my lovely little lumps. And then you got that signature, Fergie. Check it out. Check it out. I can't even say it right. I'm not even going to bother trying to say it right over and over again. I'm not even going to make this whole audio of me trying to say check it out right. Because I can't do that breathy little thing that she does. Check it out. Or something like that. Yeah, she does something like that. Fergie does something like that. Okay, first verse. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these icy. And this really, it reads ice. They buy me all these ice. But they pronounce it icy. They buy me all these icy. I'm thirsty. I want an icy now. But anyway, yes. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Madonna. Caring they be sharing all the money got me wearing fly. All the money got me wearing fly. Makes no sense. Whether I ain't asking, they say they love my ass. In 7 jeans, True Religion. Oh, True Religion. That's a jean brand I haven't heard in a while. That was back when True Religion jeans were really, really big back then. I mean, I seen this brand all over Teen People magazine. That was back when we had Teen People magazine. Do y'all not remember that? Girls, women all around the world that are 90s babies or 2000 babies, do y'all remember Teen People magazine? Because I sure as hell do. And Cosmo Girl. Cosmo Girl was another magazine. Okay, anyway, I'm getting off topic. Okay, yes. Seven Jeans True Religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I'll keep on demonstrating my love. So basically, the first verse is just like, just bragging about how these guys, they keep falling over her, and they buy her all these expensive things, like diamonds, and brand name jeans, and all that kind of stuff, and she was bragging about her butt, and all that kind of stuff, and then they said, and then she talks about how they keep giving her all this stuff, and she begrudgingly just takes it, and they can't, and she tells them, no, I don't need all that stuff, but really deep inside, she's like, yeah, keep on giving, I keep taking all this, and yeah, because, yeah. So I keep on taking it. No, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. Now keep on demonstrating my love. Like, if you give me all this stuff, we'll be dating. We'll be doing fine. Or something like that. Yeah. And we go into the repetition of my love. Again, where two words, if you say them over and over again, they're barely even words anymore. My love is barely even words anymore. And here's the little breakdown. She's got me spending all your money on me and spending time on me. She's got me spending all your money on me. And then we're gonna go back to the chorus with a few additions. Or no, just an addition of what you're gonna do with all that ass inside your jeans. I'm gonna make you scream. There's nothing much to it. You're gonna make this guy scream with that ass in your jeans. Yeah, get him whooping and hollering. Yeah. And here we go with a repetition of cause of my hump, my blah, 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 yo, goddamn humps. And here we go. Check it out. Ugh, the more I say that, it just sounds really, ugh, sounds bad. Okay. And then there's this non sequitur breakdown that involves Will.i.am talking about this girl that he met down at the disco. And I'm going to read it off. I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, let's go. I can be your baby. You could be my honey. Let's spend time, not money. Mix your milk with my cocoa puff. Oh, milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa. Okay, Oh, God. Mix your milk with my cocoa puff. Milky, milky, right, wrong. Milky, milky, wrong. Milky, milky, wrong. It has nothing to do with the song. Why is that even there? There's no, isn't has nothing to do with her butt or her boobs or anything. What are you talking about cocoa puffs for? What? Mix your milk with my cocoa puffs. Milky, milky, right, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That verse should not even belong in there. I don't think. What does it have to do with the song? It's so non sequitur. It has nothing to do with the song. What? Now, I wouldn't say it's a big-lipped alligator moment, but it's still non sequitur. Very, very not having to do with a song. It's just like, I met this girl, now let's get together, show milk with my cocoa puffs. And that's the more I say it, the more it just makes me cringe deep inside. Mix your milk with my cocoa puffs. It doesn't even make me want cocoa puffs anymore. Ugh. Anyway. On to the second verse, back to the main focus of the song. Okay. They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they want to sex me. They always standing next to me, always dancing next to me, trying to feel my hump hump, looking at my lump lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama. No, no drama. No, 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 no drama. So don't pull on my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy, and move my hump. So basically, she's just saying that these guys, they are all over her still because they're trying to feel on her butt and feel on her boobies. But she's like, if you touch, I mean, you can look all you want, but if you touch, then I'm gonna give you a beat down that you would never ever forget, and I will kick your ass to the middle of next week if you touch me, because I am just here to have a good time and move my hump. Here we go with the repetition of my hump, where, yes, these two words are barely even words anymore. The more you say them in a series of repetition, my hump, 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 my hump. Yeah, because the more you say it, the less it makes sense. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know y'all miss me yelling over some songs. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Not sorry. But anyway, yes. Here we go with the little breakdown. My love got you. She got me spending all your money on me. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's another addition to the... the chorus. What you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt? Let me tell you about that word breast. If I am not in a sexual mindset, if I hear the word breast, I automatically think of chicken. My fat ass would instantly think of chicken. Chicken breast. Yeah, but if I'm in the sexual mindset, when I think of the word breasts, I would think of actual breasts. A woman's breasts. Yes, but if I'm not in a sexual mindset, and if I'm listening to this song, I'm gonna think of chicken. Yeah. But anyway, what you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt? I'm gonna make you work. Make you work, work, make you work. Make you work what? Ah, my ear. My ear itches. Anyway, yeah. Make you work what? And that's it. That is it. These lyrics. Oh, God. That's another reason why I don't get why I used to like that song. Because the lyrics there. What is this? What? What? Ah! What is this? The lyrics? They're more cringier than work from home. It's so bad. It's so bad. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. I don't know. I know what I read, but it's just like, what? What? Why did I like this song? Why am I talking like this? I have no idea why I'm talking like this, because I still can't believe how these words made it onto paper and into the song and into the Billboard charts. Why? Why did this song ever manage to exist? And these vocals, yeah, I forgot. These vocals in the song, there's not much to them either. They're very minimalist, too. Like, there's only just rapping, hold on. Okay, just piece yourself together, Tark. Everything will be just fine. Okay, so the vocals also doesn't have much to it. Just a couple of notes bouncing back and forth between two notes. I don't know what you call it. Talk, singing, yeah, sure. And a lot of rapping. Now, let me just say this. This is a pretty unpopular opinion, if I do say so myself. Okay. But let me just say this, and hopefully you guys don't get too up in arms about it. Okay, so, Fergie isn't that bad of a singer, if she tries. Okay, so in this song, My Humps, she doesn't even try at all. In this one, she doesn't even try to give it her all. Because, yeah, she's trying to sound flirty and coquettish. But really, it's just like I said, there's gotta be more to the song than it shows. Because, yeah, I mean, Fergie can really sing if she really tried. Okay, so this is how I would describe Fergie's voice. Okay, she sounds really good if she tries enough, but if she doesn't try too hard. Like, you know, her version of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, she tried too hard on that one. Whereas, My Humps, she barely even tries at all. See, yeah, there are some times where Fergie hits it right on the nose. It's a couple of her... Because she does pretty good. She did a pretty good cover of Heart's Barracuda. If I say so myself. And then she did this song by, she did this song with Slash called, Beautiful Dangerous. And I thought that was kick-ass to the core. And that's saying something because I don't like Guns N' Roses, but I love Slash. I do. I really, really do. And his collaboration with Fergie on Beautiful Dangerous, I just thought, whoa. Fergie sounds really good singing rock music. Nothing else. Rock music. I think she'd make a pretty good rock singer. But it's just that this was the moment where she didn't need to try too hard, or she doesn't even try at all. She just sings. Whereas My Humps, it's just like she gives no effort at all. Just like, I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They're by me all. Yeah. You know, the bouncing back and forth in between two notes. Nah, that doesn't do it for me. But her performance in Beautiful Dangerous. Yes. She kicked ass on that song. Yeah, but yeah, it's just like she either doesn't try at all or she tries too hard. That's how I describe Fergie's voice in most instances. But I mean, different strokes for different folks. That's just how I see it. Yeah, and I guess that's just it, with a few closing notes, a few closing thoughts. Okay, let's just say this. I don't even know why my sixth grade year old self, I don't know, I don't even know how many times I've said that in this one, but if I did, just, I guess my grammar police instincts have been on vacation. They have been on vacation, haven't they? Anyway, yes. So, if I could, like I said before many, many times, if I could, I would time travel back to 2005 and tell my 11-year-old self, what were you thinking? That song is not a masterpiece. It's not. Get that out of your mind right now. Listen to your dad's music. You will like it. I promise you. And look at me now. 23, and I am a huge progressive... 23 years old, and I am a huge progressive rock fan. A classic rock fanatic. A classic soul fanatic. Anything classic, really. Anything 60s, 70s, 80s, a little bit of 90s, you know, because I'm a 90s kid. You gotta stick true to your 90s instincts. Yeah. You 90s kids. Yeah. So, Yeah, it's just, yeah. I would ask my 11-year-old self, why? Why do you like this song? What do you find so great about it? Well, probably would say that the beat is catchy, but it's just like, yeah, I know it's catchy, but I like a little bit of melody with my catchy. Okay, yes, I would. Very much would. And, yeah, I guess that's it for this episode of Song Tark Song Tark. I am having a stroke. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, this is the close of this episode of Tark Song Rant of the Week, and I intend to do more any day of the week that I decide to do it on. So, yeah. Anyway, it's so good to do a song rant again, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Just cringe along, laugh along, it doesn't even matter. I still hope you all enjoyed me shouting and ranting about my humps. And yeah. All right, so Tarkus Trooper signing out. Ha!